The text from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. From the time we are little children, we learn to know things that are opposites, things that are in contrast to each other, left and right, up and down, good and bad, happy and sad. There's a lot of contrast and comparison in this text before us. Mortal and immortal, corruption and incorruption, death and victory. St. Paul likes to make these contrasts to emphasize what he's teaching. In another place, he says that we are saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift of God so that no one can boast. It's this and it is not that. He does a similar thing here, contrasting death and victory. Death and hell in contrast to victory and life. Corruptible and incorruptible, things that can decay and things that will not decay. Mortal and immortal, things that can die and things that will not die. Sinners deserving of death and saints who will live forever in heaven. Which are we? We are both. We are sinners who are mortal and corruptible, who deserve hell. Now, God created Adam and Eve and mankind to be very good, he says, to be perfect and sinless and innocent. They were able to die, but death was not a natural part of creation. Death is the punishment of sin, for God said in Genesis, "In the day that you eat of the tree, you shall surely die." And Ezekiel says, "The soul that sins, it shall die." And Romans, "The wages of sin is death." We are mortal. We can die, and we shall die. But death is our enemy. Earlier in this chapter, Paul even says, "The last enemy that will be destroyed is death." But Hebrews tells us that Jesus tasted death for everyone, so that we will not have to die forever. It says that through death, he might destroy death. He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We were bound, prisoners, but Christ has freed us. Because Christ died in our place and released us from our sin and guilt, because he bore the punishment that we deserve, we no longer have to be afraid of death. It is no longer to be viewed as the only as an enemy, but as our entrance into eternal life. We no longer have to be terrified of an eternal death in hell. We can look forward to an eternal life in the presence of God and his holy angels, in the communion of saints in heaven. We still have to pass through death, but now it is our entrance to eternal life. Our bodies are still corruptible, still weak. They will decay in the grave, but God will transform them to be like the glorious body of Christ, who rose from the dead, who appeared to his disciples in his flesh and blood, so that they could touch his nail-pierced hands and put their hand in his wounded side. Jesus still has flesh and blood. He is still our human brother, as well as being true God. But now his body is glorified and incorruptible. Paul says that our body, this corruptible life, will put on incorruption. This mortal, the one that will die, will put on immortality. Here on this earth and in this life, our bodies will become weak and sick. They grow old, they die, they decay in the grave. But they will be raised to new life where there is no sickness, no death, no sorrow. They cannot die. Our mortality turns to immortality. We die, but only to live again with a glorified body that cannot die. This is what Jesus did for us by becoming a human like us, taking on our human flesh. He brings us this amazing rescue and deliverance from our sinful and corrupt nature and gives us everlasting righteousness, holiness, goodness, innocence, blessedness. And so with St. Paul and all the believers in heaven and on earth, we can shout about this great victory. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. These are some of the paradoxes of the Christian faith, the faith revealed to us by the Holy Spirit in the Holy Scriptures. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The Holy Spirit calls us by this gospel, this good news. He takes us sinners who are corrupt and dead in sin and speaks the word of life, the life-giving word to cleanse and purify us, to revive us and enliven us, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too can walk in newness of life. This is the power of God's word when spoken in a holy baptism that washes away our sin, when spoken in the gospel that strengthens and confirms our faith, when spoken over the bread and wine to be the body and blood of Christ that gives us a foretaste of that banquet in heaven. Our corruption is turned to incorruption, our mortality to immortality, our death into life. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can sing, as we will in our closing hymn, Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done. From the grave he will recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence. This shall be my confidence. Amen.